Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, come in, come in. I hope that you have your favorite beverage and that you're nice and comfortable. So, I would like you first to put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, what do I want? Simply to get you into a mode of focusing on the positive as opposed to complaining about the negative. Ask yourself, what do I want, so that you can attract exactly that, because wherever your focus goes, energy flows and you will attract it. So if you're a regular listener, you'll know that VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief and expectation. And I like to hone in on these areas, in particular in the dating and courtship space. So you're in a good place today if you want to glean more information on how to increase and make your relationship better when it comes to dating and courtship. So the subject today I would like to touch on is emotional neglect in a relationship. Emotional neglect in a relationship. Now, emotional neglect can be hard to identify, and I really want to look at how we can identify it and also remedy it, how we can find the solution to actually curing and bringing two people to a better place. So when we think about marriage, one of the main things that is a cause for the jam, so to speak, you know, like the jam in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Emotional connection is what bonds two individuals together in a marriage. And being able to identify and respond to another person's, or in fact, your partner's needs. However, when it is neglected, when emotional connection is not there, when it's when another person feels abandoned emotionally, it can really cause a lot of pain, where they're not getting the emotional attention that they want, and they feel as if this the emotional connection has been neglected. So emotional connection is, it's about action. It's about, this is about the actions that you can take. So when we think about emotional neglect in a relationship, it's the absence of being aware emotionally to the responses that you can take to make that person feel better, feel heard and received. Now, it may not be as visible as you may think, or even obvious to some people who are very much emotionally aware. However, it is essential that this is in a relationship so that you can bond so much better. Without no emotional connection, you're going to feel like you're in a very lonely place. And, you know, some research has been done by John Gottman, PhD, who found that the difference between couples that thrive and those that divorce is the frequency with which couples meet each other's requests for emotional connection. So when it comes to relationships, it is these emotions that provide the fire, the warmth, the passion in a relationship. And it's the peanut butter and the jam, okay? So it's really important that in a relationship that partners reach out to each other on a constant basis and respond to the other person's emotional needs. Now, the thing is, what if that person, through their upbringing, is not capable of that? So it's not actually a case of pointing the finger at that person and saying, you don't have this and you don't have that, because it's not their fault because of the way that they've been raised. Now, like I said, when you're emotionally neglected in a relationship, you can feel like you're in a very lonely place. It's like having somebody next to you and yet not next to you. They're far away. They might as well be on a desert island. You can see them, but you can't feel them. You can talk to them, but you're not connecting on a heart-to-heart basis. So you feel very much alone and isolated. There's a wall between the both of you that's blocking you from actually connecting on a heart-to-heart basis. And that wall is made up of emotional neglect. So, how does it even begin? You heard me mention just now, childhood emotional neglect. And this type of neglect, it can stem from childhood. Okay, it has to be dealt with because it's insidious. It can undermine your communication, the connection, the compassion and the warmth in your relationship. And whilst one or both partners comes from a family, and I'm kind of like thinking about this from my own perspective. If you're coming from a family that's not aware of feelings, or they underestimate the validity of your feelings, and so therefore they don't attend to your feelings, that person will naturally develop in that manner, right? Because that's all that they know. That's what they've had to deal with in life growing up. So because of that emotional neglect in their childhood, they literally just continue on. Okay? So when you grow up in that way, it makes you blind to your own emotions. In fact, your emotions, and I'm talking about myself here, looking back at my childhood history, you do not put it at the forefront. So therefore, you're blind to your emotions, much less feel them enough to express them. You feel them, but you don't know how to express it. You don't think that your feelings are valid to even be emotionally met, because you're so accustomed to them being neglected, although you don't recognize it at the time as emotional neglect. Okay? So the essential ingredient that is absolutely fundamentally necessary to connect in a real way with your partner is to meet them at their emotional point, because that's what's needed. But the question is, or the point is, if you yourself are emotionally blind to your own emotions, how can you then extend it to your partner? When you have difficulty noticing and responding to your own feelings. So this is where the self-work comes in, the self-love comes in. Because if you're not whole yourself, imagine yourself going into a relationship, you're bringing that lack into a relationship, and you can't give what you do not have. So what then happens if the both of you if the both of you are emotionally blind in your relationship, then a different problem occurs, because neither of you can see what is missing. And that's why counseling, therapy is so important, because neither of you may even realize what should be happening, because you don't recognize it and what you ought to be feeling. Because if there's no one there to call out the problem, what then happens? is that you slowly begin to drift apart until that wall just gets thicker and thicker and higher and higher. And it begins to eat away at the relationship, and you begin to look at the person, or the lens, so to speak, becomes blurred and distorted, and you see that person in a different light. And all the beautiful feelings, the passion, the warmth that brought you two together, it now is no more. It just slowly just erodes away because it's not being nurtured emotionally. A real true connection needs to be cultivated. So in most families, blame has no place when it comes to emotional neglect. A child doesn't ask to be emotionally neglected. And most parents, they don't even know they're being emotionally neglected because they themselves were raised that way. They don't know any different, you see. So how deep does the rabbit hole go? And that's how emotional neglect happens. And that's why it's a generational thing. It passes from generation to generation. That emotional blind spot where no one recognizes it, because it's not being identified and so therefore remedied. So, whilst no one can be blamed for this, no one is responsible for the emotional neglect they received, once we're actually aware of the problem, then we can then say that we're responsible for not only the emotional neglect that we give to ourselves, but also to others. We can now have that awareness to now turn that neglect around and begin to nurture ourselves and therefore spill that out into our relationships. So that means that we get to be the change agent. When we see it in ourselves, we can be responsible and take charge for stopping that cycle dead in its tracks from moving from generation to generation. And you know, I can see that so clearly in my relationship with my daughter and now my granddaughter. She is so warm, my granddaughter, so loving. So she gets all the loves and all the kisses. She is definitely not emotionally neglected. So, I didn't say it was going to be an easy fix, but the problem of emotional neglect in a relationship, it can be resolved. And, you know, those skills of emotional intimacy and connection are something that you can work on, something that you can learn and then develop on. So, how can we identify that emotional neglect is undermining your relationship? Let's look at some of these little red flags or signs, for want of a better word. So you and your partner, you tend to misinterpret each other's intentions when it comes to the way that they convey their hurt to you, when they try to communicate with you their true feelings or their intentions. And so the signs are actually misread because you haven't maintained or had that emotional connection. It's been neglected. You find also that you haven't figured out how to communicate your pain in a productive way that leads to a resolution. Another reason is, as a couple, you find it difficult to actually bring up subjects that cause pain, to actually raise it, because you think that you're going to upset the other person. And so you tend to avoid it altogether. You know those conversations that can feel sticky but need to be had so that you can enhance and have a better emotional connection? Those kinds of conversations are avoided. Your conversations are not really based on how you feel, but it tends to be more, this is what happened and this is what I didn't like. So it can be quite factual as opposed to emotional. Yeah, makes sense? Your partner is not the first person that you feel like you want to celebrate your wins with. Yeah? And something fantastic happens or a problem comes up. You don't feel emotionally connected to that person, that is your first port of call. Another way that you can identify that emotional neglect is, you know, surfacing and undermining your relationship is when you go to seek comfort from your spouse, they often say the wrong thing, or you feel as if they're shutting you down from opening up. Almost as if they're kicking you. You feel as if they're kicking you when you're down. And so they end up saying not the right thing that's going to make you feel great. You don't feel as if you're a partnership, that you're like, yes, world, we can do this together. You don't feel as if you're a team. Another sign, like I've been mentioning throughout this talk, is that you feel as if you're alone. You feel as if you're isolated from your partner. Another thing is subjects. When it comes to conversation, it can be a bit awkward to find something to talk about because it's not heart-based. And when it comes to real positive emotions like warmth and love and, you know, that emotional bonding, it feels awkward, and oftentimes it feels as if it can only be communicated through sex, because when you're having sex, it's almost as if that is your permission that you need to let go. And then as soon as the sex is finished, you go straight back to your normal way of being. So if some of those things that I've said apply to you and your relationship, maybe you want to consider that emotional neglect is at work. And then tell yourself, look, I'm not here to blame myself. I'm not here to blame the other individual, but that there is help. There's help out there and you can reach out. But the first important step is being aware. And that's why I'm glad that through listening to this today, that you can identify some of these signs and be at least aware of what is going on. Now, emotional connection, when it comes to emotional connection, instead of thinking it as something that you have, a quality that you have, you know, you either do it or you don't have, you have to think of it as something that you actively pursue. You actively pursue to have a connection with this person. And so it's a process of give and take that you and your partner have to actively engage in. Give and take. So You can teach your partner how to give you the support that you need. You can ask your partner for help. You can say, look, this is how I am feeling. I would really love your support on this. Can we talk? Give them a time, you know, especially the guys. You know, I'd really like an hour of your time. Tell them how you're feeling. Do it from the heart. And this could be in all kinds of ways, different situations, bereavement, when you're feeling happy, when you're feeling sad. Be vigilant, be aware, be sensitive to when this person is actually requesting an emotional bond with you. And cater to it and provide it. And every time that you work on this aspect of yourself, you ask for the connection when you need it. Yeah. And then you have this give. You ask and it's given from by your partner. You receive it. And then you've begun the cycle. Yeah. Ask, receive, and also give. And what you'll find is that eventually that wall that you have up will begin to break down as you begin to form a deeper bond with each other. And it will become easier. Like I said earlier, sometimes it is really difficult to have these sticky situations. But all you need to do is give that person, tell that person, listen, I'd like to really have a conversation with you so that we can form a deeper emotional connection. That's the first thing that you want to do. You're telling them the reason why. And then second of all, you communicate. You tell them, especially if it's something that's happened and you're not happy with it. You can say, look, this is what happened, the facts, you know, on such and such a day at 2 o'clock, this is what you did. This is what happened, right? That's the fact. And then you can now then say, this is how it made me feel. Then allow the person the space to respond, okay? Give the person space to respond from their perspective. Okay, this is not about blame, remember. No one can argue with you about actions that made you feel a particular way. Your feelings are your feelings. That is your truth. And then once you've done that, you can now come to a conclusion on how you want things resolved. You know, you may say, look, this would make me feel so much better. If this happens again, a situation like this happens again, I'd really love it if you called me. You know? Or I'd really love it if you gave me a hug. You know, it's the simple things in life. I'd really love it if you'd actually just sit down and speak with me as opposed to speaking to me from across the room. Tell the person what you need. Don't be afraid to ask. And then form an agreement that this is something that you both can do. And what you'll find is that when you do this, every time that is something that is resolved, it's resolved. If it happens again, you can always refer back to your agreement. And slowly and slowly and slowly, you can then begin to build as that wall disappears. Build the emotional connection as the emotional neglect, that wall begins to diminish. So take time, each of you, to do it if you're in a relationship.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.